hours of prayer and countless offerings. But indifference to the poor and vulnerable? God is utterly disgusted in Isaiah's terrifying vision for Shabbat Chazon.
Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
The prophecies of Isaiah, son of Amoz, who prophesied concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Adonai has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, and they have rebelled against me. An ox knows its owner, an ass its master's crib. Israel does not know, my people takes no thought. Ah, sinful nation, people laden with iniquity, brood of evildoers, depraved children. They have forsaken Adonai, spurned the Holy One of Israel, and turned their backs. Why do you seek further beatings that you continue to offend? Every head is ailing and every heart is sick. From head to foot, no spot is sound. All bruises and welts and festering sores, not pressed out, not bound up, not softened with oil. Your land is a waste, your cities burnt down. Before your eyes, the yield of your soil is consumed by strangers. A wasteland is overthrown by strangers. Fair Zion is left like a booth in a vineyard, like a hut in the cucumber field, like a city beleaguered. Had not Adonai Tzevaot left us some survivors, we should be like Sodom, another Gomorrah. For my people have done a twofold wrong. They have forsaken me, the fount of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, which cannot even hold water. Is Israel a bondman? Is he a home-born slave? Then why is he given over to plunder? Lions have roared over him, have raised their cries. They have made his land a waste, his cities desolate, without inhabitants. Those too in Noph and Tachpanches will lay bare your head. See, that is the price you have paid for forsaking Adonai your God, while God led you in the way. What then is the good of your going to Egypt to drink the waters of the Nile? And what is the good of your going to Assyria to drink the waters of the Euphrates? Let your misfortune reprove you. Let your afflictions rebuke you. Mark well how bad and bitter it is that you forsake Adonai your God. That awe for me is not in you, declares Adonai Elohim Tzevaot. For long ago you broke your yoke, tore off your yoke bands, and said, I will not work. On every high hill and under every verdant tree you recline as a whore. I planted you with noble vines, all with choicest seed. Alas, I find you changed into a base, an alien vine. Though you wash with natron and use much lye, your guilt is ingrained before me, declares Adonai. How can you say I am not defiled? I have not gone after the Baalim. Look at your deeds in the valley. Consider what you have done. Like a lustful she-camel restlessly running about, or like a wild ass used to the desert, snuffing the wind in her eagerness, whose passion none can restrain. None that seek her need grow weary. In her season they'll find her. Save your foot from going bare and your throat from thirst. But you say, it is no use. No, I love the strangers, and after them I must go. Like a thief chagrined when he's caught, so is the house of Israel chagrined. They, their kings, their officers, and their priests and prophets, they said to wood, you are my father. To stone, you gave birth to me. While to me they turned their backs and not their faces. But in their hour of calamity, they cry, arise and save us, And where are those gods you made for yourself? Let them arise and save you, if you can, in your hour of calamity. For your gods have become, O Judah, as many as your towns. Just now you called to me, Father, you are the companion of my youth. If you return, O Israel, declares Adonai, if you return to me, if you remove your abominations from my presence and do not waver and swear as Adonai lives in sincerity, justice, and righteousness, nations shall bless themselves by you and praise themselves by you.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat Shalom, and thanks for listening.